The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage, and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
This weekend we observe the ascension of our Lord into heaven 40 days after Easter. There's a story that goes, as Jesus was ascending into heaven on the way up, he met the Archangel Gabriel. Jesus told the Archangel where he had been, what he had done. Then both of them looked back down at the dark earth, a world shrouded in the darkness of error and sin. But looking closely, you could barely make out 12 tiny flickering sparks of light against the dark. Gabriel asked, "Lord, what are those 12 tiny sparks of light?" Jesus replied, "Those tiny lights are my mother and my 11 remaining disciples. It is my plan. Those 12 tiny sparks will spread my message out over the entire dark world." Gabriel replied, "And what if that doesn't work? What is plan B?" Jesus answered, "I don't have another plan. There is no plan B." 2,000 years later, the plan is at work. And right now, we are part of the plan. We are the plan. We are the ones our Lord charges with spreading his light. Our Savior, when he returned to the Father, left us, the church, left us behind to be his witnesses to the ends of the earth. The Messiah was born into a world in desperate need of a Savior. The world was a mess, not much different than today. Christ came to bring hope, and he asks us to do the same thing. Spread a message of hope. On a mountain in front of his disciples, our Lord was lifted up and taken from their sight. That's the mural in our church. And while they stood there, looking up into the sky, two angels dressed in white showed up. And they said to those disciples, "Why are you standing here looking at the sky?" The implication was, quit standing here and get with it. They were the plan. And the gospel tells us they returned with great joy. And we all know the rest of the story. The Church of Jesus Christ took off from there, from those 12 people. And the church has been preaching the gospel ever since. Those early disciples were unbelievably effective in spreading Christ's message. Centuries later, the church our Lord instituted continues his plan, his only plan. Our ancestors in the faith brought the church to this country, to Indiana, to Indianapolis. So here we are, the church, the people of God. We are his plan for today. And centuries later, the church takes on a very different look. Today, the church is a huge organization, but the message, the mission is still the same. The church must preach the gospel, make the sacraments available to encounter the risen Lord. The structure today is the parish. A Catholic parish is where, in practical terms, the Lord's plan is put into action. Around 1960, the Archbishop of Indianapolis responded to a need for a new Catholic parish and school on the far north side of Marion County. This land was purchased, a priest was appointed, and hundreds of faith-filled people made the sacrifices necessary to form what we now know as St. Luke the Evangelist Parish in Meridian Hills. Today, St. Luke has grown into a strong, vibrant faith community. In the year 2021, we will be 60 years old. We have about 2,000 households using well-maintained property and buildings. We have three priests living here. We have five religious sisters, along with a wonderfully dedicated lay staff. Out of all the 130 parishes in the 39 counties of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, St. Luke ranks at the top when it comes to God's blessing. Our collective stewardship seems to be forming leaders to serve. Look at the roster of many civic, business, or religious organizations around the city. An amazing number of those leaders are from St. Luke Parish or went to St. Luke School. Go to any number of fundraisers for those in need. An inordinate number of people on the committee are from St. Luke. Every parish is called to stewardship. The plan is working, and the plan needs to continue. The plan now needs a boost. About the only big physical challenge St. Luke has is that there is so much going on, we don't have enough space. This is the reason for our capital campaign, Providence 2021. We want to raise $4.5 million to make sure God's plan continues. We spent the last 18 months surveying your opinions. Three main areas emerged. They're listed on the front of today's bulletin. We don't have enough space for parish ministries. At least one faith-sharing group cannot even meet here. No room. About every day, some adult group meets in the Father Courtney room, unless there is a funeral, and then they are displaced by the deceased. It'd be great to have an outdoor covered pavilion to use in warm weather. Our church musicians have no dedicated practice or storage space. Our new preschool, only 3 years old, has a waiting list of 30 families. Our Catholic school has a few spaces that are less than ideal, a couple rooms without windows, an assistant principal's office in the gym. A separate school entrance would tighten security. It would be great if our main entry on the circle was covered. When your daughter gets married or grandpa gets buried, or on any given day, it could be raining or snowing. As you leave Mass today, these ideas are all displayed on some drawings in the narthex. Take some time to look. These would enable us to better carry out our Lord's plan at St. Luke. So, on Ascension weekend, 2,000 years later, the Providence 2021 Capital Campaign is the plan. We already have over 100 parishioners volunteering. We have already secured gifts for $1 million. The average pledge is about $25,000. That's over 5 years. $5,000 a year for 5 years. And do the math. We have 2,000 households. If just 180 households pledged $25,000 over 5 years, that'd be less than 9% of the parish, we could make our goal. I have personally pledged $25,000. Only 179 more to go. But everybody cannot do that. Everybody's situation is different. And so we ask not equal gifts, but equal sacrifice. In the coming weeks, one of the 100 volunteers will contact you about the Providence 2021 Capital Campaign. Please listen to what they have to say. You know, most people support their alma mater, the schools where they received an education. Consider supporting the place where we are educated for eternal life, where our sins are forgiven, where we are baptized, married, or buried, the place where we receive the bread of eternal life. Beginning today, at the end of the petitions, in the blue book, in the front cover, there's a capital campaign prayer, and we'll pray that prayer together each weekend for the success of this campaign. In 2021, St. Luke the Evangelist, our parish will be 60 years old. Providence has blessed us. We can do this. And there is no plan B.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible.